Unit 10, Track 2.32.
Mom, you left the lights on again.
Excuse me?
You left the lights on again. When I came downstairs this morning, all the lights were on, and the computer and the printer were plugged in, and the TV was still on standby. Just think how much energy that was consuming.
Oh, this isn't going to turn into another carbon footprint lecture, is it? It was bad enough you coming into the bathroom this morning and turning off the faucet while I was still brushing my teeth.
Well, somebody has to think about our carbon footprint. You'd already been in the shower for 5 minutes before that. You could easily have a shower in 2 minutes instead of five.
Chloe, I hardly think that one person cutting down their shower by 3 minutes a day is going to have a huge effect on reducing our carbon footprint.
Yes, Mom, but if everybody said that, nothing would change. We all have to do our part to combat climate change. If you spent 2 minutes in the shower instead of five, you'd save 7,000 liters of water a year. And you'd have 3 extra minutes a day as well. That's 18 more hours per year you'd gain. Just imagine what you could do with all that extra time.
Chloe, I'm all for doing my part. I put out my paper and glass to be recycled. I get biodegradable plastic bags when I go grocery shopping. And I even reuse them sometimes.
Yes, Mom, but that's all you do. That's just a drop in the ocean. You're not going to save the planet unless you make some major changes in your lifestyle.
Like what, for example?
Like cycling to work instead of taking the car. Did you know that the average car produces 3 tons of carbon dioxide a year? If everybody in this country went to work by bike instead of taking the car, that's 1 million tons of carbon dioxide a year we'd save.
I hate to mention this, Chloe, but I don't remember you refusing any rides lately. And I also seem to recall that you were overjoyed when I showed up in the car to pick you up from Sam's the other night when it was pouring rain.
Yeah, well, but when are you going to stop flying everywhere? You do know, don't you, that planes are the major contributor to climate change? If you go by bus, you cut back on emissions by 90% on every trip.
Oh, so planes are the bad guys, huh? I seem to remember parting with a considerable amount of money to pay for a certain ticket to Europe for a certain person's school trip. And to tell you the truth, I can't see the point in giving up flying when the rest of the population are happily going everywhere by plane. Why be so eco-friendly that you make yourself miserable?
Honestly, you are so selfish. The ice caps are melting and the polar bears are dying, and all you can think about is your own comfort.
Well, I'm not going to spend a week getting somewhere I could be in a few hours just to make a couple of polar bears happy. Now, if the lecture's over, I'm going to make myself a cup of coffee and have my breakfast. I have a busy day ahead of me.
Mom, those aren't even fair trade coffee beans. Don't you realize how many people are being exploited?